It's time for the Odek and Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air. He had to offload that.
I did. Morse code Norm. Okay. Okay. Maybe spunt is a real word.
No, it's not.
It is in the Urban Dictionary, which has now become the official dictionary.
Yeah,
it seems
I guess
like.
So.
It seems like the way Wikipedia has become the actual authority that everyone goes to, which that kind of short circuits me.
I know.
That especially given our Wikipedia pages.
Yeah, that we actually used to go to authoritative sources, and then now we just go to, well, what most people are saying. Or at least what the latest thing that someone was able to get published up there is.
I know.
And it is
pretty
and
amazing
we experience,
how up to date it is.
And we experience how wrong it can be and how full of bits it can be and misinformation, yet we still all appeal to it as being the authority.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to Urban Dictionary, spunt, which Jerry Jones mentioned in an interview a couple times. It says, mentioned by Phil on the philosophy, and that's all spelled with F's. So, I don't know. It's defined as the past tense of the past tense of spend.
There you go, right there.
So it's spend, spent, spunt.
Spunt.
And it's defined as when you dig yourself into a financial hole that by the services that you use. So it's usually they associate the term with paycheck to paycheck living, payday loans, certain kinds of furniture rental places and things like this. That I mean, when you're really, really in the hole. You're spunt. Yes.
Is and there any way Jerry knew that that was a hip
no,
term?
No.
And that's why he's now using it.
And then listed are some examples of it in a sentence. And they're very Jeff Foxworthy sounding. If you sell your food stamps, you're spunt.
Spunt.
And that's when you hit the laugh soundtrack. If you have a nice car and a raggedy home, you might be spunt. Well, anyway. So there you go. People have used it before. At least it has appeared.
I'd never heard it before.
I hadn't either.
Before. I hadn't either.
Sure hadn't heard Jerry use it.
By the way, there's a section of your Wikipedia, Gordo, that says you have a Lee Harvey Oswald obsession.
Okay.
True.
I've got to get a hold of this thing.
Keith is a noted Lee Harvey Oswald enthusiast.
Enthusiast.
And revels in his actions on the day of the John F. Kennedy murder.
Revels?
As was noted in Justified. They talked about how you got talked about in Justified.
See, and here's the problem. Is the internet is forever.
Right.
And if I ever have descendants generations from now who want to learn about their lineage, they go, yeah, and there was a really dark spot in our past where our great-great-grandfather reveled in the actions of an assassin. They're going to take it as gospel.
And then as you read on, Keith went so far as to buy Oswald's bathtub from the estate of Oswald's wife, Marina.
That's just not true.
And then wrote loving words about it for his award-winning Dallas Morning News column.
Why is this allowed to stay up there?
He also participated in an international debate versus noted sports writer Michael Lombardi.
Okay, it was not an international debate.
On both AM and FM about Oswald and the various JFK conspiracy theories.
All right. We need to quit Wild Westing our knowledge sources here.
He also jokingly asked Jimmy Kimmel about Kimmel's point of view on the assassination.
That is true.
We had him on and you asked about JFK?
No, I interviewed him for WFAA.
Oh.
And I asked him if he thought that Lee Harvey acted alone, or were there other lone assassins working with him? So
some of it's accurate.
Yeah, yes, most of it is accurate.
But it's out of context and paints a picture that is not
also
accurate.
Has a paragraph about your feud with Nasty Nestor.
Which is confusing. It goes from Oswald to Nasty Nestor.
I mean, really, your Wikipedia page would be incomplete without a Lee Harvey mention, right?
That is not a big part of my life. It's only a big part because people keep forcing it in.
Please.
Which is uncomfortable. Kevin emails talking about wedding costs. We were wondering yesterday because in the corner we discussed that people are turning down invitations to attend people's wedding because to the average attendee in America, they spend $300 on a local wedding. This is just a person who's invited to the wedding. And we were trying to figure out what the hell is costing them money other than if they bring a gift, which in our mind is not required. You just go to the wedding and watch people get married.
Yeah, you buy them a gift. There's also, as I brought up, the showers or the engagement parties.
Yeah, but that's, I don't think that's what they were including in
this. I think
this.
A lot of people get the hotel room if, you know, they don't want to drive all the way back home and then want to let the party go.
Kevin says, howdy, good, sweet, clean. There is an asinine trend right now where the wedding couple is charging to attend.
What? I've never heard that.
I haven't either. He says either charging per couple or per plate. And he's seen some at $300 a couple to attend a wedding.
Wow.
That the couple that's getting married charges the people. So,
okay, but...
And I guess it's just to cover their cost, but...
Let's think about it. That seems high, but what if you made it like $100 and you said no gifts, but it helps us
throw the big party,
have a nice wedding.
Because a lot of people, I mean,
get in debt,
couples go into debt.
Yeah.
Throwing a wedding.
It's not a terrible idea.
Huh? George is defending this.
No, I think there is some merit to it. Now, $300 a couple is a little much.
Hey guys,
I'm not even gonna ask.
It's merit. Last name to it.
Pretty big stretch, but I'll allow it.
I've known some girls named Merritt.
I'll allow it. It's a stretch.
You've known a girl named Merritt?
Yes.
Yes. It's a stretch that's unbecoming of you, but I'll allow it.
I wonder if that'll make my Wikipedia page.
Why wouldn't you believe me that I knew a guy named Ayat?
What?
I knew a guy named Ayat.
We've all known guys named Ed.
No. A Y E T T E.
Huh. He says that most of the time you have to pay up front when you RSVP to the Evite.
Yeah.
You have to enter your credit card information right then.
Now they got bills.
He thanks us for what we do to our bodies. And then finally, she's apologizing. Rachel Gunn, the Olympic breakdancer.
Oh, yeah.
Who went viral for her dance performance at the Paris Games last month. She's apologized to the breaking community for the backlash that she brought upon their fine sport and endeavor and lifestyle. She's widely known as Ray Gunn. That's her breakdancing name. Do you guys have a breakdancing name?
Not yet.
They used to call me Jay Mill, but...
Really? Mine's Gordon Gunn. I think you just have to use gun at the end.
No, that's her name.
Oh,
mine's George Da.
George Da. You gonna break dance, Da? Maybe in Paris, I believe. She said she's very sorry for the backlash that the community has experienced as the result of her performance. The 37-year-old university lecturer did not register a single point across her Olympic battles against breakdancers from the U.S., France, and Lithuania.
Off.
Losing 18-0 in all three rounds.
Off. That's a tough one.
And then look at the picture they used to illustrate. It is just a horrible-looking move. She just... you get that's an attractive outfit she's wearing. doing those moves.
No, but she ought to just own it. She shouldn't have to apologize.
Well, if everyone's making fun of this, I mean, breakdancing finally gets in the Olympics, and then this is the big story about it.
Well, that's the best they had to offer, I guess.
Adele took time out of her concert in Munich to question whether the whole thing was a joke. She goes, tune in and see this breakdancing, this woman. So it brought a lot of bad attention to it. And there was even a sketch on Jimmy Fallon. I guess Rachel Dratch imitated her. Which I could see Rachel Dratch dressed like that.
And we get those every once in a while, like the Jamaican bobsled team or Eddie the Eagle, the guy who wiped out on the ski jump. Every once in a while, an athlete sneaks into the Olympics that does not belong.
But that was the best Jamaica had to offer. Those guys actually went through the training, and I mean, there weren't just a lot of bobsledders.
They got a movie made about them, didn't they?
Cool Runnings.
Was John Candy their coach or something?
I think so. They got a 6 to 8 week training program here.
Perfect for me.
But. I have an update on the great Merritt versus Ayotte debate.
Okay.
Merritt is a gender neutral name, and it is the 6,979th most popular name in the U.S.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing
what
that.
What about Ayotte?
So true.
Ayotte is a, it says here, 100% girl's name.
I knew a guy.
And you said you knew a guy, and it is the 42,309th most popular name. So for every one,
I hate both of you, because now you're doubting the name, and you doubted it 28 years ago.
What was his last name?
Myers.
Oh, that's so bad.
Think about it for a second. But
you just looked down at your hot dog package.
No.
Came up with a name.
I knew him in eighth grade. It was a long time ago. I had to think about it for a second. Yes. For starting right guard.
Now you're adding details to make it seem more believable.
And I had history with him, too.
Okay, yeah.